Welcome to the Ignite Podcast, where you'll discover the secrets to ignite the growth of your agency.
If you don't really love what you do, you don't have the competitive instinct to be brave and stand in front of a homeowner and, well, knock on the door and say, yeah, can I help you? And you can't rise above criticism, then I think you'd find it really difficult to succeed.
If you are feeling frustrated with the lack of growth in your agency and you're impatient to reach those ever-moving goalposts,
then here's your invitation to spend a day with us at AJHQ for a no-holds-barred peek behind the scenes of our agency, Ashdown Jones.
All you need to do is go to ajmastermind.co.uk/BTS day.
Best of all, it's free.
Here are your hosts, Sam and Phil.
So I'm reading a really interesting book at the moment. In fact, that's actually a lie because I'm listening to it. It's on Audible. And if you're an Audible member, it's free. And I have no idea who it's by, so I should probably check that before we start recording. It's called The Brave Athlete. And what I'm finding really interesting is the number of parallels to what I would call Brave Agent. It's a married couple that are narrating this book. They're narrating in a really good way, by the way. So she narrates some and he narrates some. And she's very Scottish and sweary, and she's a triathlete, and he is a sports psychologist. So they talk about the brain and how the brain works and how it's 3 pounds of everything that determines the way that you move your body, the way you think, your attitude to life, and they break the brain up into the different components.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
And what they talk about is, you've heard of the chimp brain, I'm sure.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So they separate into the chimp brain and the professor brain. So the chimp brain is, it's a bit like your bodyguard, it's your ego. So it's the one that goes, oh, don't go and knock on that door. That's way too scary. You put yourself in danger there.
Which one does Oren Claff call the croc?
Yes, that same one, lizard brain. Yeah, it's your reptilian brain. It's the oldest brain. Right. It's the one that saved you from the dinosaurs. But now we've got a professor brain, which I think is your frontal cortex, which helps you think about the way you think, which scientists believe that no other mammal does. So we can think about thinking. It's called metacognition.
Yeah. If you're still with us, well done.
So what they talk about in this book is that you need 3 things to be a brave athlete, which relates to 3 different parts of your brain: your heart, wings, and a fight. I'll take them one at a time, and then we can maybe discuss them. And you can tell me how you think, if you do, that this relates to being a brave agent, because I do. So the first one is the heart. It's about the passion and the motivation to get out of bed in the morning and go and do something that's really hard to do. So it's about belief. It's about making sure that you love what you do and that you're deeply passionate about things like helping people move on with their lives, building a team, those kind of things. So where do you get your heart from? Where does your passion come from?
In general.
Yeah, go on, in general. I suppose when you're talking about, as an athlete, you talk about the love of the sport. So that's what I'm asking you, really. Do you have a love for this sport, this industry?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a joke. I don't have a particular love for the industry.
I don't have a love for property, but I have a love for the way this works. I have a love for the decision people make to buy and sell houses. I find that fascinating. I like to be involved in that.
I like the way you have to get business. I don't like that it's a two-pronged sale.
Yes, because we're brokering.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we got paid on instructions, it'd be a lot simpler than if we have to go and actually sell that thing. Where do we get the motivation? Is that the question?
I suppose so, yeah. Where's the heart of it? Because some days you don't look like you're enjoying it one iota.
The challenge and competition is one side of it. And then what it facilitates for me and my family is the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be quite difficult to find something that gives you the end result that we get without the challenges and pitfalls that come with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the stakes are very, very high. So when you sell a house, you can get 10, 20, 30,000 pounds or more. I can't think of many things that you could do as a business where you'd get that chunk of change with the same size team and the same type of expenses as you do with a state agency. It's high risk and very high reward.
Yeah. I'm trying to answer your question properly. I can't really.
Well, if we take it back to the athleticism. So if you were going to go running, for example, have you got a love of running? Football, you do?
football is probably the only fitness thing that I do that I genuinely enjoy the idea of going. I enjoy the idea of going for running, but while actually doing it, sometimes it's not too enjoyable, whereas football is. But overall, I love running as a whole project, including, again, what it facilitates allows me to eat more, allows me to look better, allows me to feel better. It doesn't mean you've got to love the actual thing.
Yeah, but I think that if you do love the actual thing, I think it helps with everything else. If you've got more of a rounded, holistic love and motivation for the thing that you're doing, whether that's running or whether that's selling homes or building a business, I think it does help. Otherwise, it's just like a one stream of motivation. So I went out running with Jenna, who's producing this podcast today for us, last summer, and we're out in the rain, actually, didn't we? And I said to her, I'm really sorry for running so slow. And she said, I just love running. And it's actually stuck with me. I was thinking about it this morning when I definitely wasn't loving running. I was doing intervals. I was thinking that if that's your attitude, it doesn't actually matter what kind of run you do. It doesn't matter when you come back and you've been slow, fast, it's rained, it's been sunny, because actually she's got an inherent love of running. And that's something that she's getting enjoyment from no matter what else. Because the other two elements that they talk about in this book, the wings and the fight is competitive, the competitive instinct. Mm. So if she came back and she'd done, I don't know, 12 minute miling, then she might think she hasn't had a good run. And so maybe her enjoyment of the run would be less if her competitive instinct was higher. And the wings is to rise above your ego, to rise above obstacles. So she goes out one morning and it's raining, she runs anyway. If somebody says to her, God, you're slow, she runs anyway. If she's not feeling it that day, she runs anyway. So she's not letting the chimp in her brain telling her she can't do it. She's got her self-belief to be able to overcome that. And I think that's what they mean by these three components, the heart, the wings, and the fight, that you kind of need all three.
Mm. Quick question. Would you like the chance to come and see behind the scenes of our agency, Ashdown Jones, here in the beautiful Lake District? To have a look at all our systems and processes and meet the team and go away with ideas, motivated and fired up to put your plans into action? Well, great news. If you just go to ajmastermind.co.uk/BTS day, which stands for behind the scenes, you'll see exactly how to book on to our next behind the scenes day here at Ashdown Jones. Best of all, it's free.
And I think if you applied that to a estate agency, it actually makes you a better agent, because what we're doing is we're being brave about the things that we can control. We're rising above the things that we can't control. And we've got an inherent love in the game of building something that doesn't exist. I always said to you when we opened the agency, that's what I get motivated more than anything else by, which is creating something that didn't exist, creating a business where there was no business to start with. We've got this building with a team in it. We've created a brand that didn't exist, a reputation, stories, memories. It's all something that wasn't there before. And I'm really proud that we've done that. So that's how I would address those three kind of elements of me in how I see that demonstrated across the business and how I apply myself to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think out of those three, the fight is for me the most important in terms of success and in terms of probably what helps me with the other two things. I think one of those three things will carry people with the other two. I think it would be hard to have all three.
I think it's hard to have all three in equal measures, but I think we see agents who don't succeed, then maybe two of them or even one of them. So if you don't really love what you do, you don't have the competitive instinct to be brave and stand in front of a homeowner and, well, knock on the door and say, can I help you? And you can't rise above criticism, then I think you'd find it really difficult to succeed. So in our first year, when we opened, you wouldn't go on camera. Remember, because you're fearful of criticism, weren't you? And now we've got a podcast, which is a step above that. So at some point, you've decided to yourself, I don't need to listen to other people's criticism. My own criticism and myself is what's most important. And they don't know. They don't know what's going on the inside of me. And they don't have the business that we now have because you were able to put yourself above criticism.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, that's supported by probably fight again, that in order to get what you want, it's a necessity and therefore it's a lot easier. Mm. If it wasn't necessity, then it may never have got to that stage.
But so if I was going to go and knock on a door, and just for full transparency, I've never door knocked. Well, not since I was a teen that I had a door-to-door business.
Maybe we should send you out.
Maybe. But it doesn't bother me what that person thinks of me.
No.
So I suppose, do I have to exhibit less bravery?
Yes.
I think that's what it means.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I could cold call because it doesn't bother me that the person has rejected me.
I guess it's perceived bravery though, isn't it? Because people listening, they could go, well, I really care what people think of me and therefore I have to be super brave and I can't be super brave, so I'm not doing
it. Yeah, and I think bravery is, it's about feeling the fear and doing it anyway. It's not about not feeling the fear. So I think I'm less brave than you are because you care more. It affects you more mentally when you knock on a door than it would do me.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
I think things like managing team members and, you know, if you've got a team member that's really upset, that will probably affect you more than it would affect me.
Mm.
So I think your emotions are more up and down than mine.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a good foil for each other in that regard, I think. I think that the best way to run the business is probably somewhere in between the two.
Yeah, probably.
But I think if you do nothing else after this podcast episode, then go and download that free Audible book, The Brave Athlete, and then just look for those parallels in how you're running your business. I think it's super helpful. It's really helping me with my training because I'm doing an ultra again this year and I want to knock 2 hours off the previous time and I'm doing it on my own without Phil. And so it's helping me to get my head in the right space because I can train my body all I like, but if I don't train my head, it's not going to work. And it's exactly the same with the agency. It's the same with running a business.
Hi, I'm Lottie from Pell & James Unique Homes. I love most about being in the AJ Mastermind group, working along similar people, business owners. I work with my husband as well, David, and although we see other agents perhaps copying that business model and trying to do it, but what we do is authentic to us now. It's part of our muscle memory and we're learning and developing and I absolutely love it. If you are thinking about it and pondering about joining the group, perhaps reach out and speak to one of us.
I think the main thing to take from it, or what I would take from it, is that just understanding either the reasons why you're successful in certain areas, the reasons why you aren't successful in other areas, how your feelings affect things.
How your feelings affect you as well.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are just feelings, they're not necessarily facts.
No. Understanding your feelings, I think, is a huge benefit because there's a scientific reason for every single emotion, otherwise it wouldn't be there, for every feeling. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's useful.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's interesting because they did say, when I was listening to it this morning, if you're not sure which part of your brain you're thinking with or feeling with in that moment, just ask yourself, do I want to think or feel like this?
Mm.
And if you don't, it's the chimp brain because it's not helpful to you. I don't want to knock on this door right now. That's your chimp brain. Your professor brain, as they would term it, is the one that goes, well, there might be a £15,000 fee behind this door, so I'm going to knock anyway.
Yeah. I was listening to the Stephen Bartlett podcast where he had a CIA agent on, an ex-CIA agent.
Mm-hmm.
Got recommended it by people, but I don't think he dug in deep enough.
Okay.
I wanted to. But he said that what the CIA look for is people that can, it's like a secondary thought. So they think and then they go, right, why have I felt that emotion? So they put logic behind things that aren't logic.
So they respond instead of react is the phrase I've heard.
Yeah. Effectively, yeah. So let's say they go into a situation and they feel fear. Their first process to go, right, why am I feeling that and what can I do about it? Rather than just going, oh my God, I'm scared and react to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a secondary.
Yes. So if you knock on the door and somebody opens the door and you say, hi, I'm from Ashdown Jones, just wondered if and how I can help you with your house sale. And they say, how dare you knock on my door, right? That is probably your worst case scenario. It's probably your worst nightmare. It's the thing that you're fearing the most when you knock on the door.
Mm.
And your ability to stay calm and respond to that with logic rather than react with emotion is a difference between your chimp brain and your professor brain.
Yes.
And that's the bit that's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, that's education, I think.
I think it's practice as well.
And practice, yeah.
And taking your ego out of the equation and being self-aware. So it's actually quite a few things.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Anyway, I don't know if you've enjoyed this bit of a rambling podcast. This was my agenda today to talk about this because I'm finding this book really fascinating and I'm sure I'll want to talk about it again as I get further through it. So we've linked to it in the show notes. Go download it and let us know. Are you a brave agent?
If you are feeling frustrated with the lack of growth in your agency and you're impatient to reach those ever-moving goalposts,
then here's your invitation to spend a day with us at Ashdown Jones HQ for a no-holds-barred peek behind the scenes of our agency.
All you need to do is go to ajmastermind.co.uk/BTS day.
And best of all, it's free.